Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rick Adams with you here tonight on the beginning of another night, and here I am just in the nick of time to be on the program. Well, thank you all, and we are going to be joined momentarily by Dr. Oregano himself, Dr. Kasim Khalil, and he will give us his latest insight into what has been going on in the last few days in the campaigns for the presidency of the United States, particularly the Ron Paul infiltration. That is a very important subject, one that you will not hear anywhere else, and you certainly won't hear a word about it from the already compromised and corrupt media bosses. So as soon as we get the okay, we will definitely join Dr. Kasim Khalil. Is he there? Do we have him, Mike? You are getting him on right now. I like that. I like a man who definitely can get things on. He can get his coat on, his tie on, his suit on, and his, yes indeed, his portfolio on. And that's him. So Dr. K is wending his way to the phone, and he has been really doing some interesting work with regard to the Alaskan situation with Ron Paul and other states. I think he's here now. Hello, Dr. K.
Hello, how you doing?
All right, I'm doing okay, and you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks,
well,
God.
Wonderful. Wonderful, yeah. To have you back.
Great to have you. Great to be back with you. Anyway.
You've been working. Detective,
yeah,
we'll call you Detective Doctor. How's that?
Well, I hope so. I have definitely been working on a really critical project for all of us, for every single American and every truth seeker in every other country. Definitely got a project going that we all need to know about, you know. And so hopefully we'll be able to expound upon that as this hour develops.
Yes.
Because I think all of us are in a little bit of a psychological stress. We see what's going on. We're in a bit of a quandary as to, you know, what to do about it, how to respond, what kind of strategy to have. And there's a lot of falsehood that's being dispensed. So there must be a simple way, you know, because really falsehood is weak. It's like a house of cards. A little bit of wind or motion or a little bit of stepping around on the floor and the thing falls down. Now, if it's that feeble that you could blow on it with one breath and knock it down, then it's feeble, no matter how many ways you look at it. It's not as powerful as we might think. And in this case, we're talking about 911. We're talking about a international crime syndicate that plotted a act of terror, perpetrated it, was caught doing it, but had the system set up, the individuals placed, so that knowing full well if they were caught, if a boo-boo was made, if a toe was stubbed, that those systems would protect the criminals from any sort of prosecution.
Well, you know, and the same criminals that are involved in perpetrating 9/11 also happen to be involved in just about everything else in American public life.
Well, they're involved in
the Ron Paul campaign and how to bring it about from the outside as well as the in to bring about its destruction.
To bring about its destruction is correct. It's the same criminals, yeah.
Absolutely. All roads lead to Jerusalem. Well,
yeah,
we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Dr. K, stay where you are. We'll take calls in this hour tonight. And I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We shall return with Dr. K in 3.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
And they're going to lose it. They're going to lose that control, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the issue I want to start off with Dr. K, of course, first of all, since he's opening with 9/11 and the tie-in to everything, is this, this military tribunal that, the Council on Foreign Relations controlled, Zionist controlled Bush administration is so proud of killing and torturing and murdering people. And here we have this poor fellow here, this, Khalil fellow, who's supposed to be a ringleader of Al-Qaeda.
You're right.
He's supposed to have been involved, Dr. K, in this 9/11 plot.
Right.
You talk about a reason to do away with the death penalty in these cases and to do away with these kinds of investigations
right.
and tribunals.
Well, it's the biggest,
here it is.
Biggest phony smokescreen fake fraud thing that you could ever think of. All it means is that certain individuals are so frightened by the dissemination of knowledge
right.
that they put up this smokescreen that some six people in Guantanamo did 9/11. I mean, that's
who were held, by the way, without being charged, even until now.
I mean, that's the inference to the perhaps sheepy masses is, you know, they got the criminals down. But all leads lead to Rothschild anyway.
Yes.
Rothschild owns 80% of the uranium mines, therefore the final explanation of why depleted uranium is, despite the Holocaust that it creates,
uh-huh.
is used. And Rothschilds have always funded both sides of any war.
Mm-hmm.
So they're back to their traditional role because they're incompetent. It's an incompetent entity that can only make money through criminal acts. They don't work hard. They don't slave their banana. They don't do anything very difficult. But by creating this global strife, then that creates weapon sales, and they can earn huge amounts of money that way. That's why Dr. Paul is such a threat, because, you know, ditching the Federal Reserve, what kind of easier money could you get than put somebody like Mark Everson in charge of the Zionist agent in charge of the IRS? I mean, the Israeli Revenue Service, or is it the Israeli Rothschild Service?
The Infernal Revenue Service, yes.
Well, yeah, that too. Yes. So you take those funds. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but we're going to explain what the situation is. And you take that from the people to offset the interest that's being charged to the government because it's feeble. And so he says to get rid of that, and that's going to get rid of the funding that leads to the terrorism. In other words, it's well known now that there's an account worth about $60 trillion in Europe that is a Rothschild account, I believe in Belgium, which is used to hire the Mossad, the CIA. You got to fund this to hire the MI6.
With the billions they're making off of the notes they force the American people to use, these Federal Reserve notes, they've got all the money they could ask for.
And so, you know, because it's exceedingly expensive. I mean, to blow out the World Trade Centers, we're talking about a number of billion, maybe $5 billion, maybe $10 billion, maybe $3 billion, perhaps more, because this has been in plan for quite some time, perhaps $20 billion to pull this thing off. You have to fund the Mossad create the five moving van companies to operate for several years. You have to buy the RDX explosives. You have to buy the super thermite or steal it. You know, you get these espionage agents into U.S. Ordnance facilities, or you put somebody like Dov Zakheim in power at the Pentagon, and he embezzles $2.3 trillion. I mean, it's still expensive, whether it's stolen or paid for. It's just a pure smokescreen. We know that we have the proof. The proof is categorical as to who perpetrated 9/11. You have the motive. You have the fact that the World Trade Center was essentially condemned by the Port Authority, and when the Silversteins and the Rockefellers and their cohorts went to the Port Authority or went to the powers to be and said, look, we want to demolish this building, and they said, no, you can't do it because of the asbestos. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was banned.
Yep.
It was prohibited because the asbestos would be particularized.
Well, they found an easier way to bring it down.
They found a different method. It's not a joke, but you know, it's almost a joke. It's a fraud. And as our friend Aaron Russo said, you see, who's an insider.
Well, look at the power. You know, you have done beautifully in that book, Wrongly Blamed, bringing out the control of the internationalist, oligarchical Zionist families here.
Yeah.
And the relationship they have over the media moguls, and even those that are not part of the Klan are controlled and frightened and cajoled into being part of it. And the reason is very simple, because they control the advertising agencies,
right.
The advertising, on Wall Street and the Madison Avenue, to be able to keep these other independent, what's left of them, independent media moguls in business. So they threaten them with economic strangulation,
sure,
and castration if they don't follow suit. Now, good example is when they've tried to pigeonhole Ron Paul on 9/11.
Oh, so many ways. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. And pigeoning.
And we don't want to be too rough on the good doctor.
No, not us.
I mean, I'm saying he stood up very. He stood up brilliantly, really, if you look at what. My goodness, a 72-year-old fella and being attacked at every corner.
Absolutely.
Desk.
He's taken a very high road approach to all of the issues.
Yeah.
But now, had they asked Dr. K running for president,
I don't know what
I think they might have gotten a different answer.
I mean, look, we say that, but, you know, you got to survive in life, and you have to. The main thing is to keep the thing going.
Right.
So who says that we're going to be any braver than Dr. Paul or maybe we'd be stupider than him?
Well, a lot of people feel that though Ron Paul is very brave, there had to be some movement within his campaign sort of neutralize the standing up to the
Well, there's no doubt that his
And you've come up with more information since last week, didn't you?
Well, the campaign is completely infiltrated, but that's to be expected, you know.
Soon
as a president gets elected, he's infiltrated on, you know, systematically by the vested interest groups. But now, Dr. Paul, he's been straight with his message. Mm-hmm. He's been consistent. He still has movement. You never know what's going to happen. This has been a very bizarre and unpredictable year. And Saxo Bank says as everything implodes, there will be the tortoise, Ron Paul. Dr. Ron Paul, he'll still keep chugging along. You know, Saxo Bank says he's going to win. And as long as Saxo Bank says that, I'm still on his side. You know, and I'm always on his side.
Well, look, he's still running for re-election. Let's not forget that in Congress.
Right.
And he knows that they would like nothing more than to neutralize that campaign in the presidential campaign and keep him from maintaining his seat in the Congress where he really and truthfully has done so much good.
Look, you have to look at the fact that the Zionist-controlled media won't let him talk. So that means that we have to be 1,000% behind him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not one to say, well, let's go gather a bunch of money and dump it on his doorstep. Perhaps he needs that for his congressional campaign, but that's up to you as an individual. And I'm considering, you know, if I can dig up a few bucks to send him for his congressional. But a lot of people are tapped out. So that's, I'd say, an individual choice. But what we know we need to do is we as a people don't need Ron Paul for 911 truth and for prosecuting the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
That's a public awareness campaign. All that is necessary is for the majority of Americans to say, all right, you know what, you're out of here. We're taking over. You know, you came in here and you murdered 3,000, 5,000 people, and a number of workers have died since from carcinoma, from mesothelioma, from different silicoses or pneumonitis conditions because you said the air was safe. And we simply take the country over. It's not impossible. And the key here is the murderers of 911. We know who they are. And so, you know, it will take a very major public response, but that's the Achilles heel of the evil demon here.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, look at the motive. You have asbestos assessment and, you know, tear down assessment, since you can't demolish the World Trade Center, is $18 billion. The scaffolding alone is $1 billion or $2 billion to take the building down. So you have motive. 6 months before the implosions, because we talk about attacks, but they were really implosions,
mm-hmm.
the Silverstein bought the lease, put out about $124 million, and put a $7 billion insurance policy for covering terrorist acts. Lowy from Australia, who is a definite Israeli agent, as is Silverstein, because he talks to Netanyahu, who's a CIA Mossad double agent on a daily basis, they Lowy bought the rights to the commercial part, you know, the shops, for $400 million. He didn't really buy it. This was all a setup by Sharon and Netanyahu, and then above them, of course, would be Rockefeller, and above that would be Rothschild and Oppenheimer. It was all planned. They all discussed it. We know from Nick Rockefeller that it was all discussed. They don't care about anybody. Why should we even think twice that we can't bring this country back and get rid of the beast? So what they did was they not only support the Israeli cover up to continue their atrocities, but we forgot that the World Trade Centers were a sink. They were a financial sink, and you know, greed hit two birds with one stone.
You know? Okay, we'll be back with you, Dr. K, and your commentary and callers. 1-800-313-9443. This is Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Radio Avenger will return with more to discuss.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Well, RBN has a new sponsor, Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze Dried Focus, that's right. The focus is on freeze dried foods, typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way, as does insurance on your home or your car. With the Freeze Dry Guy, Freeze Dried Foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There's never been a better time nor a greater need to get a survival insurance policy of long storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. Visit RBN sponsor today. We're back now with Dr. Kasim Khalil.
And hey, you know what? Dear
Dr.
Rick,
K.
You know, what does this guy do if he's not doing well financially and he's got a building, and the building he's got insured for 10 or 15 million, it's only worth about 4 million. He's not doing well. You know, he got problems at home, business failed. He gets the torch out, right? Well,
yes.
He sends a couple guys in, and and then the firemen go in and they say, there's something suspicious around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's an investigation, isn't there? And the evidence is cordoned off, is there not? And tampering with the evidence, right? You can't do that, right?
Well, that's what they say in the detective books when I went to school, yeah.
Also. This is a Jewish mafia, not the Zionist mafia. Very powerful, more powerful than the Russian mafia, more powerful than the Italian mafia.
Well, they run those mafias, you see. All roads lead to Jerusalem.
Biggest mafioso. Biggest. And you have criminal. The whole country. The claim is that 40% of Americans think it's an inside job, but they're confused. You've got all these disinformation experts out there talking about Bush and Cheney, which is another thing altogether. But you have to go with the evidence. If someone has explosive residues on their hands, and it's the same kind of explosive that blew apart the World Trade Center, and you catch them that day, that's an interesting situation. But what if you catch them? I mean, it's the one thing is the motive for the World Trade Center, the financial motive, and we'll try to clean up that information as we go along. But if you catch them with the bomb, and they detonate the bomb, then, and the bomb kills people, then you don't really need to do much else, do you? You don't have to think that, well, the husband killed her. You got the bomber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're driving a van full of bombs and you catch them in the van, you don't have a international agreement for spies that allows them to kill people.
Well, there is a protocol. There is an unwritten protocol, isn't there?
Apparently so.
Yeah, and the media
it's
is what I was
all right if it's an Israeli spy.
Yes, that's it.
And
that's,
he murders people.
Now you're talking. There you
that's
go.
That's the unwritten law?
That's the unwritten law, and everybody in the major media knows.
If somebody looks cross-eyed at an FBI agent, or makes, and he's an Arabic or something, and he just tries to defend himself by saying, I didn't do that, he can be thrown in jail for lying.
Why is it easy to make people believe a lie, but hard to make people believe the truth? You ever wonder that?
I guess so.
Well, because you see, the scriptures tell us why. And it says that men prefer darkness to light, and the whole world is deceived. Jesus himself taught that, didn't he?
Oh, sure he did.
So you see, now we know why. Because who's the prince of the power of the air? Satan himself.
Well, I think certainly the propaganda has hurt, you know, quite a bit, because, like, Dr. Paul is unelectable. Why should I vote for him? I like what he says. You know, yeah, you keep repeating the lie.
They just keep repeating the lie. And
but
you know, you're
RDX
right.
The RDX explosive was in the
exactly.
Mossad Kurtzberg van, and it was also in the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and don't forget that the Mural King Street and 6th Avenue Mural truck was exploded, and they ran out of it. And they caught them, and they were Mossad agents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you've placed Chertoff there, who's a dual national, and he, of course, opens the door so that there's no prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the Rothschilds can have their war, the opium can be brought back, and they can mass murder the people if that's part of the plan, but surely sell a lot of uranium from their mines, you know?
Well, they think they've got it all wrapped up. They've got the world. They have the world in the palm of their hands. Satan's
well, they're mass
children.
Murderers. So
Satan's children.
I mean, I don't know how wrapped up that can be. You know, you're right. But you've got people who, I mean, there are 3,000, that's what they say, minimum or so, people who were killed on September 11, 2001. There are more people that have been killed in one act in this country than probably hundreds of acts altogether. Everybody saw the murder happening. We know who the murderers were. We know who has the motive. We know who did the financial fraud, and we know who did the puts. And all the puts go back to the Israeli entity. They don't go anywhere else. That's mm-hmm. all. They only go there. And everybody knows that. The FBI knows it.
That's right. put up or shut up is what they say. All right. Dr. K is on fire tonight, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen. He is all the time. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls, okay? So stay tuned. Stay on the line, and we will be with you in just 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And good evening. We're back, fellow Eloi. Dr. K, we got a bunch of people that want to chitty-chat with you and me, so why don't we go to the phones in between your discourse? How's that? All righty. Are you there, Dr. K? I don't hear him.
Hello?
Here he is.
Hi.
You've been taking some calls off the air, have you?
Well, I was just taking some nice, natural, wild oregano capsules.
All right. Let's take a few callers.
Okay.
Henry from Connecticut is first. Hello, Henry. Henry the First, he is.
Yeah. You know what's fascinating about, you mentioned him with the oregano. Let me ask you this. Is there I remember one time off air you talked about some kind of older herbal text of some kind or something.
An old herbal text?
Yeah, like very old, like like several hundred years old?
Salomon's Herbal, perhaps, where it talked about the water essence of oregano, known as juice of oregano for tuberculosis, oil of oregano for colds and flu. Perhaps I mentioned Salomon's Herbal. Gerard, of course, we know about. He talked about the spice oils curing infection, and they used to distill a lot of stuff in England. They used to have these herbal gardens, and they would make their own gardens of herbs and then distill those, and oftentimes they'd add liquors and so on, or spirits. But, yeah, I've got two or three of these 16th century pieces.
Mm.
And, oh, yeah, Gerard, that's right. It's a $100 book from Dover.
Yeah, you can buy a reprint of Gerard, and it's interesting, but I've got a couple of these other ones, Lawson's and Salmon's from the 1500s.
Well, Zalman's, how's that spelled?
Yeah, S-A-L-M-O-N, Salmon's Herbal. It's very interesting, but these are all, I don't know if they're mimeographed like Gerard's. Now, you can buy the Gerard's and Culpepper's.
Oh, yeah, I know about Culpepper, yeah.
Okay,
English.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been quoted.
There are other
you told me one of them was even an Islamic one. You said.
There were a number of Islamic ones that, like Wooten, for example, talks about those books, and he says that the Islamics brought herbal medicine into France, and then from France it spread to the rest of Europe, and also they brought it to Italy. And these texts are from the 10th century. They talked about 800 to up to 2,000 herbal medicines, and they would make these poultices. They would make herbal medicines with honey, with vinegar. They would distill them, and they treated all their disease with plants and some animal things like horn. And that's what I was saying, is that the drug cartel goes to Rockefeller, goes to Rothschild, and they own petrol, so they attempt to crush all herbal medicine. Well, there was no FTC or FDA or Rothschild dog and dog chaser group or human chaser, and so there were freedoms then. If you invented an herbal medicine, no one could come and say, well, you can't make that claim. But now, if, for example, an extract of chamomile induces sleep,
you
can't say treats insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say that in the 10th century, in the 15th century. That demonstrates that we are not...
Oh, come on. All those uncivilized barbarians, we're better than them, George Bush says.
Well,
come
you know,
on, we're a free nation now.
Right. They did say that, you know, they want to take our freedoms. They made all these lies. And the fact is that, you know, the handkerchief comes...
Was he looking in a mirror when he said that?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the handkerchief. When the European crusaders and so on saw the Islamics using a handkerchief instead of their sleeve, they adopted the handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
The mortar and pestle comes from Islamic Spain. Much of what we do when we drink orange juice, that came from the Moors and Muslims of Spain. When we brush our teeth, everybody knows that the Prophet Muhammad invented the toothbrush and that they saw the Muslim armies using the toothbrush before the Persians saw them doing that, and the Byzantines, and they were afraid. They thought they were sharpening their teeth.
Oh, come on. I thought he invented the guillotine. That's what these savages today would have us believe.
So we get a lot from the Orient, from China, from India, from the Islamic Empire, that influenced Europe.
Yes.
It would be so much better if we left the people alone and became friends.
Yeah, but you can't do that and build an international New World Order, can you?
You're right.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, so what else do you know about that, I'll quote the French, that...
You mean Wooten?
Well, the little country, you know, that little itty little
the blankety
country
blank country.
Oh, yeah. The little strip over there.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
Talmidia. Yeah,
okay.
Talmidia, yeah.
The strip
Chlamydia.
Had at least five white vans on 911 circulating all around the World Trade Center and in critical sites, some with explosives, some packed with explosives. There was one truck that we know of for sure. And if you know, I mean, the place was teeming with Mossad agents. If you know that in that chaos, the law enforcement was so astute that they caught five or so vans on September 11th and September 12th, either with explosives or detonated. They didn't get them in time, and they were detonated, or they had explosive residues on the steering wheels, on the clothes of the individuals. They then flunked lie detector tests. So the entire place was crawling with Mossad agents.
So was Dallas in 63 after the assassination.
Well, you know, there you go.
And oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, that's right, because Kennedy was going to cut off the money going to
the Dimona nuclear plant, too, though. See, this the reason Kennedy was assassinated, and I think Michael Collins Piper wrote a book detailing that. I don't know.
Yes, quite a bit. Yes.
The reason he was killed is because he was going to end the nuclear the nuclear weapons program that the Israelis, but the Israelis stole the technology from the United States. So
and
Kennedy
here they want us to end Iran's alleged nuclear facilities.
Yeah,
isn't that incredible?
But,
Okay, I'll move on. You can take another call.
Well, that's nice of you to call, Henry. I appreciate your support for RBN. Thank you. All right, how about Byron in Canada once again? Let's go to Byron.
Real quick.
Must be chilly up there, Byron.
Huh? No, actually, it was very nice today.
Well, I wish you'd send some warm air now. It's very cold where I am.
Hi, Byron.
Hi. Hey, getting back to Ron Paul. You know, people say, well, if he doesn't run as a Republican, you know, in his congressional seat, he'll be defeated. He's a 10-term congressman, and they say incumbents are really hard to defeat. Why can't he run as an independent and get reelected? The other thing is this. If he was... even if they had another debate and the news media or, you know, whoever was doing the holding the debate started really going after him like they did before and he tells them to go whatever to themselves.
Yeah.
And run as an independent. He's got $8 million in his account. Mm-hmm. You know, Obama is running on change.
Yes.
Now, how much bigger change would it be if he'd say, hey, you know, the Republican Democrats are the same. Let's get started on a new party. Even if he lost his congressional seat, $8 million, and I tell you, if he's got out there and started saying, hey, you know, we got to investigate 9/11, you know, hey, we got to, get away from foreign influence, you know, hey, we got to start, protecting our borders, you know, do away with the Federal Reserve.
Get out of the war, and
protect our own country. I mean,
couldn't there be a worse thing than that? He's got the $8 million. He's got a lot of options. He's still getting delegates. The man's still cooking. Any time there's a caucus, he scores very high.
Well, of them he does. I mean, he's only got, I think, he hasn't even got like 30, 40 delegates.
He has 42 or 3.
Yeah,
all he's got now?
Yeah,
that's the other problem, they're defrauding him in some of the states.
They've been stealing his votes, stealing his delegates, and then they turn around and ignore him completely.
No, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. Hey, you know what? He could pull that option. I imagine I don't know what he's doing.
If he lost his seat. I mean, he's 72 years old. The worst thing, he could go retire. He's got a full pension. But say if he lost it, he's got $8 million. Do you know how much support that he would get again if people are looking at him and say, hey, he is going to run a third party? I mean, I don't know what the percentage of people think that we need a third party, but you would see donations start flowing into his coffers. I mean, they've really cut right back down.
I am not an expert at all, but I suppose he's got to use his discretion, but, you know, it's certainly a possibility.
Somebody can call in and tell
us more about this. You know?
You know, they say, well, he's got to get the message out. Well, he's been in there for 20 years, and, you know, in all honesty, and nothing against the man, nobody even heard of Ron Paul before he ran for this thing.
Well, you know,
know who he was.
Aaron Russo's video was my first, encounter.
Well, I've got tons of relatives down in the States, and I say, who are you voting for? Well, I don't know. I said, well, why don't you look at Ron Paul? They go, Ron Paul who?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's been in there 20 years. I mean,
anybody like that says get rid of the Fed, they've covered him up, and they have made sure he was not known.
Well, I tell you, if you want to see effective, and like I said, I'm no Democrat or anything like that, but you ought to heard Bernie Sanders this week questioning this. I think his name is Ness. It was on the budget and whatever this weekend. You ought to heard Bernie Sanders. He tore that guy a brand new butthole.
And here's a communist from Vermont.
Oh, I don't care what he is. I don't care what he is. But
yeah,
you ought to
but
heard
I mean,
him.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, you ought to heard him. I mean, I think as an independent, it really frees you up to do whatever you want if you want to be
does.
A good
one. We can hear from others, too, and it's a good thing to open up.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Byron.
All right, Byron. Doug. Doug is an old Ron Paul opponent, aren't you, Doug?
Yeah, Doug. Okay.
You're an opponent. No, I'm only kidding you.
How are you, Doug?
Okay, Doug.
Just fine. The last guy was wrong about Ron Paul. He opted out of the pension. He didn't get the government pension. You know, he's against that. He was gerrymandered. He used to be my representative. I live close to Austin here, and they, you know, the criminals that control the Republican Party redistricted Texas, and they gerrymandered him down in the coast where he was in like an 80% minority district, you know, heavily Democratic district, and that didn't work. He still won with 60% of the vote.
Wow.
So now they're going after him. Well, they got a neocon, and naturally they've got the Antichrist Jewish supremacist unlimited money going against him to try to do like they did to Cynthia McKinney, you know. And they're trying to do that. So Ron is in that position, and he's probably the most honest man on the face of this planet. He's not out to make money. He's, you know, I've known him 20 years, and I know his children and his grandchildren. And there's no Jenna Bushes. There's no dope addicts. They're all good Christian people.
Right. Okay.
You know, Doug, I saw his grandson speak, and he was the sweetest thing. Just sweet. And you're telling the truth.
He has five children, and they have a bunch of children themselves. You know, it's like 30 now, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're all just, there's not an evil bone
in any of them.
Right.
Well, no wonder. No wonder they're in big trouble with the media.
What can we do, Mr. Doug, as a movement to help? Because it would be a catastrophe from my point of view if he didn't. If he wanted to continue on, I think he should be in Congress.
Right.
Should he not?
Sure.
And how do we help him?
You know, I drive around Austin, and it's all Ron Paul. Every day it's thumbs up, Ron Paul. I mean, an amazing, amazing number. And then I know people in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that say, this Ron Paul guy, that's all it is up here. Wisconsin, Florida, everywhere. He's the people's candidate, but the Antichrist Jewish supremacist media, they give him, you know, he can get $6 million in a day. Well, so what?
That's right.
Jewish media can give away $30 million on a Sunday talking about Huckabee.
Right, right.
Who's our hero today?
And what's her name? Barbara Wawa saying, oh, he's so interesting.
At least I know who I'm going to vote for. John McCain. George Bush said he's a good conservative, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
But okay, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, thanks
Keep
for your support.
Keep us informed about his congressional campaign, would you?
Sure will.
Okay. All right, Doug. Hey, we got Carol now in Maryland. Hello, Carol. Hi, Carol. Are you there? Carol still with me, or is she off the line? Okay, here she comes. She's coming. Come on. Hurry
She's
up,
like
Carol.
She's like Dr. Paul. She's the tortoise.
We got to do it before the break, Carol. Oh, she did?
Okay.
All right. How about Wesley in Idaho? Hello, Wesley. Yes.
Hello, Rick and Dr. Kessler.
How you doing there, Wesley?
Pretty good. Good to hear your voice. Reading your book, Wrongly Blamed, shouldn't the USS Cole be in there?
Shouldn't who be in there? The
USS Cole.
Oh, the USS Cole. You know, we should take a look at the USS Cole. It should be in there, and so should the African embassy, so-called, the bombings. Those have to be reanalyzed.
Yep.
What a better thing to do than to have the Mossad blow apart a bunch of poor African souls and make it out like the Muslims did it. And
yeah.
So, yes, those all have to be reevaluated. You're absolutely right.
I was very suspicious of the USS Cole. I think the ship was ordered into an unfriendly harbor with over a half a tank of gas. They didn't need to go in there and get any supplies.
Yeah. It's very suspicious. And, of course, the Rothschilds are always trying to provoke a global, larger-scale war. They've got the mini-wars going, and so, obviously, you know the fake voices that were going on in Iran about a week ago with the speedboats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the coal being a good example. We know about the Liberty, of course. The hope was that, Lyndon Baines would bring all the forces in to the Muslim countries.
Reading your book, Wrongly Blamed, as a Christian, I sure felt guilty. I mean, you point out that the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East, we don't have a very good track record
no.
of trying to hold peace.
No, we don't, but don't forget.
Hey, we got
Columbus.
A break, though. We got to do that, so thank you very much.
Thanks,
stay where you
please.
Are, Dr. K. We'll be right back with more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Okay, we are back now, and we're going to have to move along. Dr. K, you have enticed so many callers, so we're going to have to go back to the telephone and speak to, Carol is back, first of all, quickly. Carol, hi.
Hi.
Hello, you're on with Dr. K.
Well, I've got a couple of things to say. First off, I'm so sick and tired of this political correctness.
Yes.
And people following Hollywood. And I try to talk to people and, you know, about a third party and things like that. And they're just so mesmerized, you can't even tell them who's running the news stations, you know, the Jews, this and that. And they wonder why, where they're at. For example, I went in the medical field to help people. I got injured on the job, been hurt my back, been fighting a case for 14 years.
Incredible.
And guess who pays the judge's salaries? The insurance carriers for the hospitals.
Wow.
And the big companies, and it's just gone down the tube.
Sure. No, this corruption and incestuous relationship.
I was homeless for 6 months. I mean, and I just go, you know, winning.
Think about what you're up against, Carol. You've got Marvin Bush in the security business in World Trade Center. You've got Jeb Bush, who when in the flight schools puts everything on a Hercules transport from those flight schools so that nobody could see what was in the files. And then you've got George Bush Senior and George Bush Junior. I mean, that's the nepotistic, incestuous, dirty world of the Masonic Lodge brothers and more, and that's what you end up dealing with. You try to get some justice when they're out of the injustice system. How are you going to do it? 14 years? I'm not surprised. Well, I'm frightened, but
I'm facing that I may be taken off a permanent disability. And it's all out of they don't want it. The judges don't want to do their jobs. They want to sit back, so then they send it out to the government. Pays $8,000 to have an independent company.
It's not in their best interest to judge justly.
It's just absurd. And my only thing is, you know, I got to get well somehow. Two surgeons.
What's your problem?
Their surgeons messed me up, so now I've had 15 back surgeries.
Okay. Why don't you get my book, The Cure Is in the Cupboard?
Yeah, okay. I know. Well, this is what I was getting ready to say. I've gotten into a lot of natural cures and things, and actually I'm working with a MLM company that's
okay.
Natural.
But
all
we
natural.
Gotta go on now, but get my book, The Cure Is in the Cupboard, and Natural Cures Health Disasters, and follow the advice in those books.
Wait a minute, Natural Cures Health Disasters?
Right. Go on my website, knowledgehousepublishers.com.
Knowledgehousepublishers.com.
Okay, Carol, I hope you got that, but we have to take another call, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for your call, and do that. Let's take Mike as our final call tonight in the program. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Dr. K.
Yes.
Hey.
Dr. K, there's a big controversy that is going on in England at the moment. A few days ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Church of England, or the Episcopal Church in the U.S., predicted that Muslim or Sharia law would eventually take precedence over regular civil law in Muslim communities in the U.K.
Mm.
What's your feeling about this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, who knows what the Archbishop is saying, if he's just trying to sound propaganda or not.
Yeah, but... Okay.
I think the Muslims there are quite happy with the rule of law if it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my experience. But if it's, you know, if it's biased, then they're going to want some change.
Yeah,
that's
they've
what
been
all
steering up that
it.
Element, though. No question about that, Mike.
And it is biased.
That's the government, and the people that control
the
Blair
up,
and Brown.
Yeah. It's a tough question.
Okay.
We'll pursue it next time. Again,
next time.
Mike, thanks for the question. Good question. Yeah. And Dr. K, when will you be back again?
Give me a call.
All right. We'll be in touch. Good to have you on the show. Yep. Keep up the good work. Support Ron Paul tomorrow in the primaries in your state. We'll be back then. Good night, everyone.